Sletzer view. The Gemara continues the discussion of various cases where the woman did not specifically consent to the Kedushin. Hahu itza dehavukum ezavna varshachi. There was a woman who sold silk ribbons. Someone grabbed one and said, Yehivna lech mikachesli, I will give it to you for Kedushin. Whereupon shekalte v'ishtika. She took it and was silent. The Gemara rules, einem mekudeshes, the Kedushin is not effective, because she can argue, in shakli v'didi shakli, I did not take it for Kedushin, I only took it because it was already mine. Similarly, the Braisa says, Amala kinsi sela zucha ani chayv lechi. If someone paid a woman a debt, he owed her. V'chazva amala iskachli boi, and then tried to use that money for Kedushin. B'shas matan mois, ratzasa mukudashas, lei ratzasa ena mukudashas. If he proposed the Kedushin while handing her the money, it is effective only if she explicitly agrees. However, it is not effective if she remains silent, because she can claim, in shakli v'didi shakli, I was only taking my own money. The Gemara asks, however, that a Braisa rules, Chatav sala miyada b'kitcha mukudashas. If a fellow grabbed money from a woman and then used that money for a Kedushin, it is effective, and we do not say in shakli v'didi shakli. The Gemara answers that the Braisa is discussing a case of b'dishadach, as Rashi explained, Shadiba b'koidim l'chem in the sratzis l'skadish lay, where she had previously accepted his marriage proposal, and therefore this Kedushin is effective, because her silence is assumed to be consent. While the two earlier cases are discussing b'dilei shadach, where they had not previously agreed to marry, therefore her silence cannot be assumed to be consent. The Gemara proceeds to record several rulings of Rav Asi, some of which are related to Kedushin. K'shem she'en isha niknes b'pachas m'shava pruta, kach ein karka niknes b'pachas m'shava pruta. Just as Kedushin requires a pruta, one can only purchase land with the value of a pruta. However, karka niknes b'pachas m'shava pruta b'chalipin. One can use less than a shava pruta to acquire land through chalipin, a method of acquiring through a symbolic exchange, as the Braisa says, koinim b'kliv ava b'she'en b'shava pruta. The utensil used for chalipin does not need to be worth a pruta. Amar v'huda m'shmul, kol she'en yedei b'tiv gitin v'kedushin, lo yehe lo esik iman. Someone who is not proficient in the complex details of the halachas of marriage and divorce should not be involved in their implementation. Rav Asi added, v'koshen lo'ilim yosim der hamabel. It can have a more detrimental effect on the world than the actions of the Der HaMabul, as we see that B'Der HaMabul le'nigzer gezeira al dogim shabayam. The fish were not included in the decree, as the Pasuk says, Mekola shebacharava mesu, for the dogim shabayam. Only creatures on land were destroyed. However, the Pasuk says regarding the destruction caused by the sin of Eshes Ish, v'gam dege hayom yasafu, even the fish are destroyed. The Mishnah says the Isha Shevi Chatasa Umesa Yeviu Yershin Oilasa. A woman who gives birth is obligated to bring a carbon chatas and an oila. If she died after bringing the chatas, her heirs bring the oila, and Shmuel explained, Vahu Shefrishasa Michayim. This is only if she had designated the carbon before she died. But Loi Hefrishasa Michayim Loi. If she did not designate the carbon, her heirs are not obligated to bring an oila, because she budu lab dairaisa. One's property is not automatically mortgaged to pay his debts according to Torah law. As Shmuel said elsewhere, Milva Alpeh, Eina Goyve Min HaYershin, V'Loy Min HaLekuchis. An undocumented loan cannot be collected from the heirs or from the purchases of his properties. Rashi explains that a Milva Bishtar, a documented loan, does create a lien on the property, because Hu Atzmei Shibdoi, the custom Kol Nechsai, the Isli Achroin L'Shtar Dinan. He himself wrote that all my property is mortgaged to repay this debt. However, Rav Asi disagreed. Avagav shalohi efrisha mechayim. The heirs are obligated to bring an oila from her estate because shibuda havadai raisa. One's property is automatically mortgaged to pay his debts according to Torah law. As Rav Asi said elsewhere, milva peg goyve beimin ayershin beimin halakuches. An undocumented loan can be collected from the heirs and from the purchasers of its properties. The Gemara rules hilchasa milva peg goyve min ayershin. An undocumented loan can be collected from the heirs because she buda de raisa. However, ve'ina gave him in alakuches, the less le kala. The Chacham decreed that it cannot be collected from the purchasers because undocumented loans are not public knowledge and the purchaser did not undertake this risk willingly. The Mishnah Daf Beis continues. V'kaynes atzma beget u'bemises habal. A woman acquires herself and returns to her own domain by means of divorce, as the Pasuk says, of a cause of laseva krisis, or by her husband's death. The Gemara first explains that Mises Abal permits her to remarry because hu asra b'hu sharsa. He caused her to be forbidden to others, and so his death permits her. However, the Gemara refutes this reasoning, because arayis de asalahu b'le sharlahu. One causes his wife to become forbidden to his relatives by marrying her, yet she does not become permitted to them after his death. The Gemara also refutes the possibility of deriving Mises Abal from Yivama Liyavam, or from Amalika and Gadol, and then recites a pasuk. After one dies at war, another man may marry his wife. The Gemara challenges this proof. Perhaps she's only permitted to a Yavim if her husband died childless, but remains forbidden to all others. The Gemara gives two answers. Yavim le'ikri achar. The pasuk would not refer to the Yavim as a stranger. The pasuk says, V'sneya ha'isha acharin b'chasav la'seva krisis, oichi yomas ha'isha acharin, v'iskish misa ligerishin. Comparing divorce and the husband's death. Ma gerishin sharia v'gemeres av misa sharia v'gemeres. Just divorce permits her to everyone. Her husband's death also permits her to everyone.